Thank you very much, Tufi, for that very inspirational and thought-provoking presentation. And I think this is the beauty of our policy segment vis-à-vis the strictly intergovernmental structure of the committee which we had yesterday. So today we can, you know, bring in experts who can talk freely, I would say, to you and, you know, expose the issue from the various perspective, not only from the government side, but also from the private sector side, from civil society and other key stakeholders. So thank you, Tufi. I greatly appreciate your intervention. Let me now move to the next panelist. And it's a pleasure to introduce Ella Carey Phillips. Ella is a senior manager in education, skills and productivity at KPMG, based in the UK. And in her role, she covers the UK government and associated AI developments. Ella, I would like you to address question two, which maybe I can read again. So question two was, what is the potential for generative AI to lower transaction costs for government and expedite the PPP process? But also, if you could touch upon and give us a bit the example of the UK government's preparedness to exploit the potential of generative AI, mindful, of course, of its challenges and limitations. Before we move to Dupont, who will be talking to us about more, you know, what are the challenges and what are the risks, and also give us some ideas on mitigating factors there as well. So, Ella, please.